Here's a little number I wrote the other day while out duck hunting with a judge.
Quack.
Fuck you very much, the FCC. Fuck you very much for fining me. $5,000 a fuck, so I'm really out of luck. That's more than Heidi Fleiss was charging me. So fuck you very much, the FCC, for proving that free speech just isn't free. Clear Channel's a dear channel, so Howard Stern must go. Attorney General Ashcroft doesn't like strong words, and so he's charging twice as much as all the drugs for Rush Limbaugh. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you very much, dear Mr. Bush, for heroically sitting on your tush. For Halliburton, Enron, all the companies who fail, let's send them a clear signal and stick Martha straight in jail. She's an uppity rich bitch, and at least she isn't male. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you, dickhead Mr. Cheney too. Fuck you and fuck everything you do. Your pacemaker must be a fake, you haven't got a heart. As far as I'm concerned, you're just a pasty-faced old fart. And as for Condoleezza, she's an intellectual tart. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you very much, the EPA, for giving all Alaska's oil away. It really is a bummer when I can't fill my Hummer. The ozone's a no-go zone now that Arnold's here to say
the nuclear winter games are going to take place in L.A.
So fuck you all so very much. So what, the planet fails? Let's save the great white males. And fuck you all so very much.
Quack.
Hello and welcome to STFU Radio. I'm Dr. Z2A.
And I'm Sandman.
Okay, so we haven't recorded in a shitload of time, because life keeps getting away, but finally, Thanksgiving break is here, and there is time. Hell yeah. Okay, so we'll get the show started with some email. We haven't really gotten anything, like, productive, but we have gotten a shitload of spam. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. Okay, first spam mail we got was from... Yeah, where does it say? From someone called MK. And it says, how are you? Hope all is well with you and your family. I am a girl from Sierra Leone, and I am 25 years old. I am a house girl as my profession, but I have this thing to tell you which I believe may be helpful to both of us. Like I told you at the beginning, I am a house help and working under a woman, but she is dead now. And she is a very well-known woman, and she is a diamond merchant in Ghana.
Wait, stop, dude. That's a man right there.
What? Yeah.
Man, you can tell.
No, it's spam, okay?
Yeah, I know, but it's a guy wrote that. 25-year-old woman, my ass.
Well, hell yeah, but it's still pretty... Okay, continuing on. I stayed with her all this years, working under her, so she is dead now, and she doesn't have a kid nor husband. She has a fund in Europe with my name, U.S. dollars, $8.5 million U.S. dollars. Right now, I am still in Sierra Leone, cannot secure a visa to go there, and I don't have bank account to receive the funds that I am worried. I need your assistance to help me claim the funds. Secure it in your custody before I can. Come over, okay, and it goes on like that for a while about all this stuff about how I need to secure these funds and get her to America.
Sounds like a mail order bride or something.
Yeah, I guess. It's like spam, whoa, and yeah, I should, like, reply to it and say some random crap. And, yeah, it was kind of amusing. I don't know. Yeah, and then we also have this thing Come on, load up. Holy fuck! God damn it! Okay. Yeah, it's, I have no clue what it says. It's like this Chinese-like thing. I think they're trying to sell us, like, pink shit. And it's like, there's this one, it's like, I don't know, a ring, and then they got a shirt, and then they got one shoe, and then they got two shoes, and they got another ring, and another shirt, and another shirt, and they got, like, another shirt with, like, shit. And it's all in Chinese, and it says, like, dollars, 1500, and then some other kanji crap. And, like, yeah, all that good stuff. And I don't understand any of it, but it's still pretty damn funny to look at.
Shoes and like shirts.
What?
There's like pictures of shoes and shirts, you said.
Student
That's shit.
what? What?
You said there were like shoes and shirts, right? And like $1,500 for what?
I don't know, it just said $1,500.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I have no clue. And we got some other emails from this guy, and we don't really want to reply to him. And he doesn't go to Pasadena. Dumbass. Okay. yeah. Okay, Ted, we're not going to reply to your emails because we're mean like that, but yeah. It's all good. Okay, he's gonna, like, kill me for that, but I don't really care. So, yeah. After that slightly pointless thing, I'm also gonna announce that we have a podcast now. I was talking to this, friend. He, hosts this podcast called I Like Anime. And apparently he got, like, flashed by some chick on, like, Instant Messenger because he does that podcast. So I'm like, hey, let's set up a podcast. So now we have a podcast. I have to fix it up because the dates are all screwed up, but, yeah. So look for our podcast. It's good shit. Yeah. So, all right. Yeah. Going on, this next song is called Mega Nerd by White Tea Cracker. It's good shit. Listen to it. Enjoy.
My handle is the Whitey Cracker, the progenitor of all the nerd rap that you hear in the day. There was a time in my life when the ladies didn't dig me, I didn't get laid, and I didn't have a big screen. Now they line up to see me, asking for a freebie. Cool down, be less needy, we're a little greedy. Back in the day when no one cared, sitting in our basements, face it, hacking on computers, disassembling stuff, paid off in the end, now who got it rough? The beauty of the bard, and the world of the switch, make a new generation of us geeksters rich. We own those that made fun of us, try to make a run at us, beat us up in class, said yeah, there's a ton of us. Who's laughing now? Cause most of us your bosses, the rest of you are flipping burgers, smelling secret sauces. This is the life of a mega nerd, baby. We doing things and we making it happen, right? From the trash 80 to a black Mercedes, no one can stop us now, cause we're keeping it nerdy nice. This is the life of a mega nerd, baby. We doing things and we making it happen, right? From the trash 80 to a black Mercedes, no one can stop us now, cause we keeping it nerdy nice. I hated gym, cause I never was athletic. I played a couple sports just to keep it copacetic, but I found more in computers than I ever could in hooping. Every time I wrote a go-to, bitch, I had that baby looping. Basically basic was the first language I spoke, and I was telling Apple deuces just where they could peek and poke. I had a 5 and quarter floppy, label please don't drop me, used to load a million copies and no one could ever stop me. Lived in the computer lab, no one could separate us, and I never did my homework, it's no wonder others hate us. I get A's on all my tests, so nobody could debate us. Now I'm shouting from the mountain, SEC, we are the greatest.
never get discouraged. Just let your nerdy flourish, cause we're native to this code, and the rest are all just tourists. If it ain't apparent now, then just wait a couple years, when your gas is getting pumped by every one of those queers. Yeah, this is the life of a mega nerd, baby. We doing things and we making it happen, right? From the trash 80s to a black Mercedes, no one can stop us now, cause we're keeping it nerdy nice. This is the life of a mega nerd, baby. We doing things and we making it happen, right? From the trash 80s to a black Mercedes, no one can stop us now, cause we're keeping it nerdy nice.
All right, welcome back to the show, and now we're going to go into some news. I think instead of reading the entire article this episode, I'm just going to like go and like summarize it so we don't waste a crap load of time. So without further ado, first thing we're going to talk about is called AOL launches program for aimbots. And if you like logged on to AIM on Wednesday or so, you probably got that, like a message from AOL system message or something, and it said there's new bots, and it automatically added the bots to your, AIM account, and, I added a movie one and a shopping one, and I guess they let you search for movies or products, and, so, yeah, if you have AIM, you've used them by this point. Most people just, like, removed them from their lists. But, yeah, me personally, I deleted the shopping one because I don't shop, but the movie one's still there. I kind of dig it. It lets you, like, search in by zip code for nearest movie showtime and location. Sandman, you're on AIM. You've seen these, right?
Yeah, I can see them right now.
Okay, yeah. How have you used them?
Well, not really. I've,
not
like,
really?
Said stuff. I said, like, hi. You know, I just saying hi to one. Hello, start your search by typing an actor. Yeah, basically, it's just a search for any kind of movie or, I think, shopping list. I haven't tried that other one. The movie one, though, I don't know. I haven't really used them much.
Yeah. Pretty cool shit. They're actually, we found out they're bots that aren't trying to offer you paid porn now. It's amazing. And, like, the ones they added aren't the only ones you can use. They have, like, a whole list on the AIM website that you can add. And it was weird. I was, like, on Slashdot earlier, and there were people just sitting there complaining about how AIM automatically added these bots. I'm like, what the hell? These are actually useful, and you can just delete them if you don't like them. So that was kind of amusing. People, like, go and, complain, but I guess people are just that way. So, yeah. Sandman, you need to talk up more. I'm, like, talking to myself here.
I'll try to say random stuff, like, every now and then, okay?
Yeah, just, like, yeah, just talk, you know.
Okay. Yeah. I've done this before.
Man, just like go flush the alcohol out of your system.
Shut up, man.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, moving on. In other news, next one: virtual property market booming. Okay, so a gamer who spent £13,000 on an island that exists only in a computer game recouped his investments, according to game developers. So apparently there's this video game or MMORPG, like, for a computer, that people go and, like, are trading real or trading computer or, like, game property space. Like, people, like, this guy bought 13,000 British pounds, and he bought land in a game, And he was able to make more money off of that. That's just, like, crazy. It's like,
kind of cool, but it sounds, like, weird at the same time.
It's stupid. Why would people
buy... if you scroll down more, if you, like, look a little lower in the article, there's another one. Sold for 57,000 pounds.
Damn.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Some, like, virtual space station.
Yeah, I could buy a real house with that much money. Why would I want a virtual house?
I'm not sure a real house. I mean, you can, like, afford an apartment for some time.
Yeah.
Still,
wait.
Money.
For 57,000 pounds?
Oh, yeah, man, you can get a house. Never mind.
Yeah, you can get a...
That's wait. Crazy. People are weird. Crazy British people.
Yeah. That's hella weird. But, I mean, the people who would actually pay for those things just to, like, are just, like, stupid, but the people who, like, buy them and, like, rent them out and actually earn money, man, those are pimps. That's just, like, crazy. I need to get some of this game so I can, like, rent out space to other people just to make crap loads of money. I don't know where I'd get the money to buy the place in the first place, but, you know, it all works.
Someday, maybe.
Yeah. That's so weird. Yeah. So, going on, authors and publishers discuss Google's library project. For those of you that don't know, this is Google Print, where they're scanning books, like, and they go and put them on the net for people to read. Google is. And authors and publishers are bitching about it a lot. Because, like, it's kind of like with the record industry where the record companies are getting mad about MP3 downloading and crap. That's how the, book publishers are for the Google Print thing. Yeah, we're having this, like, huge-ass debate on it, with Google and some of the publishing companies, and I think it's kind of retarded that the publishing companies, it's just like a library, except you can access it from your house.
It's like a whole book, right? You can, like, read a whole book on the internet?
Yeah.
Doesn't that hurt your eyes?
Yeah, it hurts your eyes, but it's free.
Well, library's free. What the hell's wrong with people? Go to the goddamn library.
Yeah,
what the hell's wrong with people?
With Google Print, you don't have to go out and actually go to the library. For those people that are too lazy to go to the library, but, like, I mean, it's essentially like an online library. I mean, people are not going to pay for the books anyway, because who buys books? They go to a library to get them, for the most part. So,
I don't know.
Yeah, man, I'm just like, it's kind of retarded. They were like, yeah, they were scanning books from, like, three universities, one of them being Stanford. I can't find the other two right now, but, Harvard, Stanford, and Michigan University. All their books are getting scanned, but, yeah. Kind of, any thoughts on this, Sandman?
Just wondering, like, who does the scanning? The Google, like, employees?
Yeah.
Or are they just people, like, independent people just putting them up on the internet?
No, the Google employees are... What?
Yeah, why would you wonder?
Why would you want to?
What? No, I was just talking to my brother.
Oh. Tell your brother to get his ass out of the room, boy.
Man, shut up, please.
Man, shut up.
Enough on the books.
Enough on the books.
I don't know. The books.
Yeah, what about the boat? Okay.
Still pretty new idea. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Parents warned to check kids' iPods for porn.
Man, I found this one interesting. Hella funny.
Yes. Okay, so apparently a lot of, like, parent groups and police are telling parents that they need to go and check their kids' iPods, like, now that they have the, there's, like, this video iPods and they can do pictures and stuff, to check them for pornography. As well as, like, a lot of models of cell phones that can do the same thing. A lot of schools and stuff are banning photo cell phones and iPods because people could, like, jack off in class, I guess.
Jerk off in class.
Hey, who hasn't done that? Well, I haven't because I don't have an iPod nor a video phone.
You wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I would.
You were caught. You were, what the hell are you doing?
I wouldn't get caught.
That's cute to do it.
Oh, did you just use my real... Boy, did you just use my real name?
Maybe you can use mine. I don't know.
Oh, well, I know people obviously know that my real name is not Dr. Z2A, so...
Okay, anyway.
Whatever.
You're straying, man. You're straying.
Yeah, I'm straying. Okay.
Back to the iPod porn.
Okay, yeah. So, it seems that I see a lot of news out there about people like, oh my god, check stuff for... porn and stuff like that. Maybe it's just because I'm not a parent, but I don't see why people get so weird about it. Like, I mean, you're not going to stop people from downloading it and stuff. I mean,
you still get it at home.
Yeah. I mean, I could get it on my laptop right here. I don't, like, need an iPod. Yeah, I mean, even if they did check it, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's some kind of cryptography you could use for iPods. That, I mean, if you can do it, iPod's pretty much just a small media playing computer kind of thing-ish. So, yeah. I mean, just, like, sit back, let the kids, like, look at this stuff. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Copy protection still a working project. Progress. Okay, so, like, it's been a decade since Napster and free song sharing services began, like, freaking out the music industry, and they're still being done, and the music industry don't know how to stop them. So Sony, like, they added a copy protection thing to their CD, Rootkit, and people have been getting very pissed off about it. I've met a lot of people, like, boycotting Sony because, like, refusing to buy Sony Music CDs, and... Yeah, also, it's called XCP, and it also, when people put a Sony CD in their computer, they found out that it also made security vulnerabilities for the user's computers. So they ended up having to recall a lot of the discs that they made the week. And so they had to take back 4.7 million discs, and a crapload of people are giving Sony lawsuits, and I don't think this is ever going to happen again with, or at least not for a long time, with audio CD protection for CDs that you buy in the store, because, yeah, it's a very flawed program. Do you have any thoughts on this?
Well, this is like a whole copyright thing on, you know, CDs and the whole downloading thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I really don't buy too many CDs. All the CDs I have are kind of like, you know, fake to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. I mean, as long as I can still get music, whether I'm downloading or whether it's through CDs, I'm just happy. I really don't care.
Yeah, the music, like, I've said from, like, a long time that music companies need to not, like, do all this stuff to keep people from, like, ripping from CD and, like, putting stuff up on the internet, but need to, like, embrace P2P and stuff like that to make it, like, actually use it. Maybe, like, create a website where people can download music for free, but it's sponsored by ads or whatever, like a lot of other websites do with different kinds of things.
It's still like money, yeah.
I don't know. That would be pretty neat if...
I don't know. They're always going to have some kind of argument against, like, you know, P2Ps and just, like, the CDs you have to buy. There's always going to be some conflict between them.
I need to start my own record company. Yeah.
What would you call it?
I don't know, I call it, like, Dr. Z2A Records. And then it would be, like, on the net, and people would just download shit for free, but it would be, like, it would be, like, paid for by a crap load of, like, ads and, like, crap. And, but people would get the music for free, and I'd, like, be filthy rich. So, you know, if some record industry person goes and listens to this show, maybe they can steal my idea before I'm, like, what, like, 22 or something, and,
put a patent on it.
Put a patent on it?
They don't steal their ass.
Yeah, I'll go right now and put a patent on that idea.
All right, man, let's go right now. What if, like,
yeah,
the nearest
government?
Let's just,
like, hang up right now, go put a patent on that idea and make $1 billion.
I got, like, $20, let's go do that.
Yeah, or we can wait like an hour till we finish the show.
Yeah, we could.
Either way, it all works out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. So yeah, if any record industry people are listening to this, take my idea, because I'd like that, because I need like free music, and that would be cool if you could get it legally, and they didn't have to do all this bullshit to like protect the CDs and like sue people and crap. Yeah. In other news, Denver votes to legalize marijuana possession. Alright, so in Denver, I recently put it up for election on whether to legalize like small amounts of marijuana and, or like, have it as, like, a controlled drug or whatever. And, so now it's legal to have, to smoke small amounts of marijuana. Like, they have a limit on how much you can smoke or whatever, but, and you have to be 21 or older. So, but, yeah, so you can smoke pot in Denver. This is a step in the right direction.
Right.
Yeah. Like, for school, I'm doing a project, this, like, thing on marijuana legalization, like a persuasive essay kind of thing. And it's like, I mean, marijuana is actually safer than both cigarettes and alcohol. But both cigarettes and alcohol are legalized. And it's about as addictive as caffeine. Notice that caffeine is legalized. Cigarettes have a 90% addiction rate. Marijuana has, like, yeah, the same as caffeine, so, yeah.
Yeah, but people need caffeine to wake up. What about pot? But I can't get out of bed. I need a joint.
Yeah, dude. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it says, like, what's it called? You're allowed to, like, smoke small amounts, but it's illegal to possess it. That work?
I thought that's the way it already is. Like,
yeah, but how does that work? Like, you can smoke it, but if we ever see you smoking it, you're screwed. Isn't that, like, how it's always been? Well, I mean, it was illegal.
I thought that's the way it is everywhere, isn't it? Like, you can, I mean, possession's illegal, but, it, like, theoretically smoking it isn't illegal.
So yeah, I guess that means, like, you're allowed to be under the influence, like,
yeah,
legally, but you can't have it with you, I guess.
Yeah. Yep. So that's a kind of
small
weird
amount.
Law.
How small?
You gotta find loopholes in it to, like, take advantage of it.
Small amount. Define small,
yeah,
please.
Less than an ounce, isn't it?
I think so.
Actually, an ounce isn't too small.
That's nothing.
Yeah. But an ounce? Isn't an ounce like $100?
An ounce?
Yeah, an ounce is $100 a weed.
Hmm. Yeah, that's I don't know.
But yeah.
I don't smoke much.
So, if you're, like to smoke weed, then, move to Denver.
Or Amsterdam.
Yeah, but see, Amsterdam will get, like, ass raped, so Denver is actually kind of a safe place to live.
Colorado.
Hell yeah. Okay. So, moving on, okay, U.S. papers adding Japanese-style comics. So, Goonsberry and Peanuts made Lake May for manga. In January, a lot of the time, in several, like, North American newspapers, they'll, be putting, like, manga comics in the, like, comics section. So, I mean, they're, like, planning on, attracting more young readers, and, because nobody, like, reads, like, Peanuts and Garfield and Doonesbury and that stuff anymore. They're all reading, like, I don't know, trying to think of one, like, Naruto and, Inuyasha and that crap. Yeah. Like, the manga-style crap. Because
the average reading age for a newspaper is 53.
For what?
Says here, like, okay, they want to attract young readers up putting in this manga. Because it says, like, the age of newspaper readers is, like, at 53.
Yeah, because they have, like, comics that only older people like, so.
Old people like them. The classics.
Yeah. Yep. So that'll be pretty leet. I'll dig that. I'll be, like, reading the newspaper, like, every Sunday come January. Because manga is leet like that. See? Yeah. Oh, damn it. I don't get the newspaper that they are putting this in. The newspapers that they're doing it in are Los Angeles Times, the Denver Post, Vancouver Sun, and Seattle Post-Intelligencer.
Denver.
Not one of the ones I get.
I am manga.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, Denver's like the place to be, dude. We all gotta like move to Denver. Yeah.
I'm moving there.
Oh yeah, also the Detroit News will also do it. I don't live in Detroit either, so I don't get Detroit News either, so, you know, but yeah, why? So that's pretty awesome. Alright, so going on, Grokster to be reborn by year's end. Mashbox merger pulls P2P years fat out of fire. So, Grokster, the well-known, like, P2P service, they got, like, their asses sued off, by the record companies or something, and they got shut down. So, but in, like, December, they're going to, like, release themselves again, but they're going to be, like, some kind of paid, like, you pay for each download or something, and so it'll be, like, legal. Yeah. And then they're going to get their, like, nobody's going to use them because they can always use a very similar program for free. actually nobody uses them now, because, you know, Grokster has ass vapor like spyware at this point. Or
how long has Grokster been dead?
Couple months, I think.
Yeah, I haven't heard
I'm
of it
sure.
for a while.
I never really used Grokster, except for once, and then I got, like, ass rape of spyware and crap. So I never used it again, and just used LimeWire. Which still has spyware, just less of it. But, you know.
Not as bad, though.
Yeah, exactly. You can... Actually, right now, I'm not... I'm just using BitTorrent, because I'm on Linux, and I haven't set up LimeWire yet, because I'm lazy. But, yeah. But I will have LimeWire on there eventually. Or Gift. Yeah. Because Gift can do everything. But, yeah. Okay. So, that concludes the news for this show. This next song we're going to play for you is called Dance Like This by Wyclef. And it's a very awesome song. Like, you'll be, like, dancing around like that. Like the song says, dance like this.
See, and if you can't dance, you'll just be, like, blown away.
Hell yeah. Okay. So here's the song.
I ain't come to fight tonight. Too many ladies up in here tonight.
Everybody report to the dance floor. Grab a girl.
I never really knew that you could dance like this. She make a man want to speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Picasa. Supasa. Driving me crazy, uh-huh. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing. Yeah. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can not ignore the way you move your body, girl. And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it, so you can keep on taking it.
Bailan la calle, de noche bailan la calle, de día bailan la calle, de noche bailan la calle, bailan la calle.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're going to go into some plugs now. So my first plug goes to, every so often I find something that's been around for a long-ass time, but I just never felt the initiative to use it. But then I used it, and it was pretty awesome, and that's what it was with Google Groups and Usenet. Like, people are going to hear this and be like, Usenet was around for, like, 20 years or something, and you never used it, and I'll just be like, yeah, I never did. But yeah, so I used my Gmail account and got onto Google Groups, and that also has Usenet on it, so I've been, like, hanging around on there, and there's a lot of, like, cool stuff to, like, read. It's like a whole, like, internet thing of message boards, and I'm just like, wow. So it's pretty cool. Check out Google Groups, but you gotta, like, know
the
difference.
Yeah, I haven't, like, done that. I've seen it, I've just never, like, been anything with it.
You have a Gmail account?
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah, it's, like, groups.google.com, and, like, it has both, like, Google Groups that are just accessible through that Google Groups thing, and then it has, like, Usenet, which has been around for, like, a long, long-ass time, and so they pretty much both, like, are kind of the same, but Google Groups is Google Groups, and Usenet is Usenet. That's the only, really, difference I can describe between Usenet and Google Groups. So people are probably going to get on my ass about the difference between them, but yeah.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, so you can, like, go around and post and, like, read shit, and it's cool. It's, like, a ton of message boards and crap. Like, all this time I've been searching for, like, message boards on the net and, like, only come up with a few for, like, hacking and, like, different tech stuff, things like that, but now there's, like, a ton of places I can go to find out info and crap, so it's pretty awesome. Alright, Sandman, your plug.
Alright, so, yeah, actually, like, today, I heard about this one thing on AIM, A-I-M, yeah. So, it's this thing called, like, My IP Realist. What it does is, basically, you type in some person's, like, number, like, home number or cell number or anything. And so, what it does is it connects them to an operator, and you can, like, type to them, and the operator will, like, talk whatever you type, and they'll say, like, whatever you want. It's hella funny. And you can make, like, prank calls. It's like, originally designed for deaf people. But, yeah, I don't know. It's hella funny. My brother got pranked today so bad.
Nice.
Funny stuff.
Wait, what got said?
It's, like, kind of annoying. They talk so slow. It's like, would you like me to... Yeah, you get it.
Wait, is it like an operator, or is it one of those things where it takes the words you type in and, like, puts them into voice?
No, it doesn't. There's a live operator, like, on the other end, talking to the person. It's hella funny.
Nice.
I was doing it today, and I was hella laughing, and the operator said, like, thank you. Sounds like laughing in the back, like, in little quotations. They do everything so detailed. It's hella funny.
Nice.
Yeah, it's basically, like, what I found.
Alright. I need to, like, try that out and screw with people that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so next thing I got, podcasting. Like I said, we set up a podcast. I never really used podcasting before that, just, like, gotten all my shows, like, off their websites and crap, or, like, on streaming radio, but, so, like, I went and got on iTunes and, like, checked it out, and it's pretty awesome, because I can, like, download stuff, like, automatically, the new, like, episode of a show, and, like, it does it for, like, both radio shows and TV, and I'm just like, wow. It's like, I know it's old, but it's, like, so amazing and, like, new to me. I'm all like, wow. But then I was, like, stupid, and that goes into my next plug. I almost am completely using Linux now, so I have no more iTunes. So, I don't know if there's I haven't figured out if there's a way to do podcasting on Linux, but, if I figure it out, then that will be leaked, but, yeah. they need to release iTunes for Linux. So that led into my next cliffhanger. I switched to SUSE Linux because I was on Gentoo, but I forgot to like update my portage screen and my system got legally fucked. So yeah, and it's pretty awesome. Like, it has hella good hardware detection. Like, it's the first distro can do both my Wi-Fi and my sound. Like, people like have told me that it sucks because it doesn't give you enough control, but I'm like, who cares? It's like, it's a good like desktop distro for Linux, and it's like, so if you haven't used it, check. And if you're looking for something that's like easier and like you don't have to like mess around with too much, then go for SUSE, because it, especially if you like package management, because it comes with like this thing called YASP for RPM. You can get like apt for RPM after that, and you can run apt on SUSE. And I think out there they have portage too, but it's kind of unstable on SUSE. But yeah, so it's pretty awesome. I dig it. And I'm using it like 24/7 now, so yeah. If you haven't used SUSE by now, check it out. It's that, and it's also, there's a paid version and a free version. Like, if you go to www.opensuse.org, then it has a like free version that comes with only open source software, as opposed to the paid version, which has paid software on it. But yeah, so that's all my plugs. You got any more, Simon?
Not that I can think of now. That's all right. It for me.
Okay. Alright, next song is called 10,000 Fists by Disturbed. It's a pretty awesome song. So here it is. welcome back. This next segment is we're going to go into some shouts, and then we're going to wrap up the show. So my first shout-out goes to both HBP71605 and Verbal, just because, like, a long, long time ago, I was meaning to do the show for a while, but life has gotten in the way. So way back after episode 6 was released, then they were like, yeah, just, like, give us shouts. So, you know, I just obey like that. I give out random shouts to people like that. So they get my first shout. Our next shout goes to Beeve and the guys at Telefreak, because, like, we were looking for a Xbox to use, and I was going to set up one, but I'm, like, mentally retarded, so I, like, fucked it up, so, you know. But, yeah, so they let us use Telefreak to record, so thanks to them. Shout-outs to them. Yeah. You got any?
I could shout out to... Alright, first of all, you, thanks for, like, letting me on your show.
You're
pretty
okay.
Cool. I mean, I've never done stuff like this before. So thank you, Dr. Z2A. Shout out just for you. And let's see if I can meet anyone else. I don't know. I can make something hella stupid right now. Should I go for it?
Sure.
Okay, shout out to... I don't know. Shit. I don't know.
Just yeah, some random person. She's like Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson? Okay. Shout out to Pamela Anderson because, yeah, she's pretty hot and stuff. And I saw her porno. Pretty nice. I don't know. I have nothing else to say.
Okay, so with that concludes our show. The song we're going to close with is called Land Down Under by Men at Work, and it's not the, like, same one as the, like, New Age song that was released a hell of a long time ago, but it's, like, some kind of, like, techno reggae remix, and it's pretty cool. So,
no reggae.
See ya, screw you, and have a nice night.
Yeah.
You came from the land down under.
Yeah, yeah.
Women done and thunder. Can you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Continue.
Come, come and land down there and disappear. Come and discover, discover, discover. So, yeah. Where you came from?
Plenty.